This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Well, I think it's another session of Sanity. You may not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate you being with me tonight. Now, if you're trying to watch by Facebook, Facebook's having its share of issues. We got another link up there. You can try to watch the show live with, too. It's Tiki would make it live. And also, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there online. I want you to hear something from a friend of mine. Now, you never really hear this kind of music on my show. It's that would help, wouldn't it? You never really hear this kind of music on my show, but this guy's special, and I fill in for him from time to time, and that's not why I'm doing this, obviously, but he's got some great, and I mean, he is a, what's the word I'm looking for here? He really has his finger on the pulse of the real conservatives, the real conservative message. And he's got a great audience, not that I don't, but he does it well. I want you to hear this. Take a listen. Can you guess what that is? This is what they should have played at the convention instead of that old 70s stuff. I mean, guys like me too. I don't care who you are. That's really good right there. That's right. She hates when I do that. Anyway, listen, here's his new CD. And I don't, you know, this is not my, just so we're clear, right? This is not my cup of tea. And I love this guy, though. His name is Bradley Dean. He's got his old show called the Sons of Liberty Radio. You can find him on the Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. You wouldn't find a guy with a purer heart. When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to this country, the true Bible-thumping, God-loving, American-loving, freedom-loving person, I don't think you could find anybody that is as hardcore as he is. I don't mean hardcore wackoid. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. I mean hardcore, country-loving, God-loving, family-loving guy like Bradley Dean. And again, like I said, here's the deal. Now, he's probably going to kill me for doing this. So if you're watching, you can see this. He's got a CD with that he sent me with 12 songs on this. Now, and again, hopefully he's not watching or listening. He's probably in bed by now where he lives. But I will give this. Now, you can repeatedly send. Here's my email address. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. So here's the deal. I'm going to give this to the 25th email I get. So you got till the end of the show, 25. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Should I do this by tweet or should I do it by email? We could tweet out at the same time. 25th, nah, that'd be too hard to follow, wouldn't it? Okay. So it's got to be email. And I'm sorry if you don't have access to an email, but hey, what can I tell you? I make it easy for you. Tweet or email?
If they can tweet, they can email.
Oh, okay. Well, what do I know? You're the techno queen, not me. If you can email, email me, joe@therealside.com. I will send you the CD, Junkyard Prophet. Stand Your Ground is the name of the, in my day they call it an album. I don't know what they call it now. I don't really care. Right?
Don't forget your mailing address.
That's fine. You send me your mailing address, but first, I just need to get an email from you, then I can respond, you're the winner. 25th email that I get, you'll win this CD. I'm going to start giving away some more stuff on the show, so pay attention. And I'm trying to be fair about it, because some stations play it on what's called delay. The show's not live. However, maybe I should really poke you, give away the big stuff live. You can listen to the show live 6 to 9 West Coast every night. You can find that on therealside.com. You find it live. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Okay. You can also go to GCN Live, which is our syndication company. Great company. A lot of hosts there. I'm almost afraid to send you there because I may not see you again. Anyway, always. So again, it's called Junkyard Prophet. You can check it up on YouTube. Check them out on YouTube. Stand Your Ground. It's Bradley Dean. He is with the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Media. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, wow, I got so much to talk about. We hit it, though, already. I got a big mouth. I wouldn't shut up, huh? Okay, so at 7, 8, 9, 10, right, 7:15, my time, or quarter past the second hour, our mad black man from Baltimore, but I can't call him that, because he's not in Baltimore. He's in Cleveland. That's right. He's gonna call us from the floor. Man, I bet you he's got a lot to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. When you come back, police chiefs, 76% of the police chiefs say, we need armed citizens. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and that kind of thing. A lot happening today. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us in the next hour. Hopefully, I believe he's on the floor. I don't know, and I don't mean like, you know, out cold. But he's on the floor there at the convention, and maybe can give us some insights to what's going on and the tension or non-tension or what have you. I mean, I can't believe all the garbage going on there. And I'm still irritated about what took place last night. From a standpoint, you know, again, people throwing down their credentials. This is not the Republican Party I knew. Them, not me. Well, I didn't know that it was, if I don't get my way, then it's not my party. I didn't know that. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was one of those things where everybody voted and, you know, the majority of the votes are counted up, or the counted up and the majority of the votes, you know, they get, that's who wins. That's how I thought it worked. I thought it worked in such a fashion where, you know, you go lobby. You go make sure that you get the votes you need. You go make sure that people are behind you. You know, I heard today that the, you know, when they were trying to do their maneuver yesterday, they started off with 11 states that want to do the roll call vote on the platform stuff, right? And the rules and what have you. My understanding was, though, as people were being interviewed later on in the day, they had signed this form in the morning, at morning breakfast. And a lot of them said the same thing. We really didn't understand what we were signing, but we were told it meant this, this, and this, and found out it actually meant the opposite, which is why 9 states withdrew. So it wasn't just a game. It wasn't just somebody saying 9 states withdrew when they really didn't. When people realized what they had done, they said, hey, no, it's not what we want, and they pulled out. So in light of that, I go, you know, you got to, again, is it the will of the people or is it not the will of the people? Is it the will of the old guard or is it the will of the people? I mean, I'm very confused. Now, is Paul Ryan speaking now?
It looks that way.
Is it? Yeah. I wonder what he's got to say. You know, I could pipe this through. I probably should do that, huh? No? Look at me. Let's take a few minutes to hear what he has to say.
Of a clean break. They are offering a third Obama term brought to you by another Clinton. And you're supposed to be excited about that. For a country so ready for change, it feels like we've been cleared for takeoff and then somebody announced we're all going back to the gate. It's like we've been on hold forever, waiting and waiting to finally talk to a real person, and somehow we've been sent back to the main menu. Watch the Democratic Party convention next week. That 4-day infomercial of politically correct moralizing. And let it be a reminder of all that is at stake in this election. You can get through 4 days of it with a little help from the mute button. But 4 more years of it? Not a chance. Not a chance. Look. The Obama years are almost over. The Clinton years are way over. 2016 is the year America moves on. From now to November, we will hear how many different ways progressive elitists can find to talk down to the rest of America. To tell the voters that the Obama years have been good for you, that you should be grateful, and well, now it's Hillary's turn.
I hope to God not. But I'll tell you what. You never Trumpers, you want to give it to Hillary? Please, continue on. I've got some close friends that are mad at me over this. And I'm saying to you, I know you don't want to believe me. I know you don't, you know, you don't want to hear your lack of voting gives the seat to Hillary. But here's the deal. It's really simple. I'm telling you, you do not have to graduate. You don't have to done graduate or done the sixth grade to understand this kind of thing. You vote for Trump. Whether you want to or not, if you don't want Hillary, you vote for Trump, you nullify a Hillary vote. You wipe it out. You erase it. Come on, guys. This is not brain surgery. If you do not vote for Trump, you allow the vote for Hillary to stand. Is that really what you want to do? 76% of police chiefs say armed citizens reduce violent crime. That's impossible. This must be a Huffington Post kind of story, isn't it? No, actually it's not. It's MRC. Okay. Now, I'll deal with that later. Voting for Trump is like voting for Hillary. You know what? Can we do some exercises to get your IQ up? One of the things you keep forgetting is this.
Oh,
right? The one thing you keep forgetting is this. That with Hillary, you know she's for abortion. You know she's for same-sex marriage. You know that she's for shutting down the coal and the fossil fuels industry, okay? You know she's going to continue on all those things that Mr. Obama thinks is wonderful. She's going to go to single-payer health care. You know, she is going to put people on the Supreme Court that will set this country back 117 years. You know that's going to happen. There's no doubt in your mind. Are you willing to look me in the face, look your grandkids in the face, and tell me that you didn't vote for Trump because you knew he would do those exact same things because he had a track record of doing those things? Are you really going to, really? Do you realize that if he nominates Trey Gowdy or Chris Christie as the attorney generals, do you really think that you're going to have the same things going on that you have going on right now? You're going to look me in the face and tell me that? I'd say you need to be checked. Just go right down to who his cabinet choices would be. You think that Hillary Clinton's going to lower taxes? You think she's going to make government smaller? I'll tell you what, I'll even go one step further. You think she's going to tell you the truth? I say this as a joke, but it's so real. Hillary Clinton couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a paper bag, marked it truth, and put it in both her hands, she still wouldn't know what to do with it. Where was I? Oh, yes. Survey says 76% of police chiefs say that armed citizens do reduce violent crime. You know, it's not a Huffington Post spoof. While liberals call for more gun control to stop violence, three-fourths. That's three-quarters for some of you. Now you're going to have to wait till we come back. I don't want to tell you. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side. We are not live from the RNC. And thank God. No, they would make me nuts. Are you serious? Seriously. I'd be the guy up there. You'd see taking them. They'd be taking me out in a straitjacket. That's how crazy I'd get after a while. You know, I'd be the guy screaming, "What's wrong with you people?" 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation. Remember the, did I say 25th? Was it 25? Emails? Okay, good. If you want the CD, it's free, like the government. I get it to you for nothing, right? I'm saying no postage, no nothing. Junkyard Prophet, and it's done by a good friend of mine, Bradley Dean, who has his own show called, it's the Sons of Liberty Radio. You can find it at thesonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also find it on gcnlive.com. And I opened up the show with his version of the Star Spangled Banner. And I'm telling you, yeah, see, it's right here. I don't even know if... I'm told that the video is really bad tonight, so, hey, do what you can. I might be able to get an image of it later. But you don't need to see it. You need to hear it. So the 25th person who sends me an email to joe@therealside.com, you say you want the CD, I will find a way to get it to you. Seriously. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Messina? When did that come up? Man, that's bad. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And again, stay with us. I got a lot of information coming up tonight. Our mad black man from Baltimore will join us after the break, or in the second hour, I'm sorry. And he's going to be reporting right from the floor. That ought to be fun. We'll see what he has to say as well. So apparently in a recent survey, 76% of police chiefs say that armed citizens reduce violent crime. Now, liberals want more gun control. Yeah, because they know better than the guys that are in the street. Right? They say it'll stop violence, yet three-fourths of the nation's police chiefs and sheriffs say that armed citizens actually reduce violent crimes. Or violent crime activity, I should say. The 28th annual survey by the National Association of Chiefs of Police, not the National Association from right-wing nutjobs. It's the National Association of Chiefs of Police. These people ought to know. The question asks, I love it when they give you the question, because then you know whether these guys can spend it or do what they want with it. They go on to say, can qualified law-abiding armed citizens help law enforcement reduce violent criminal activity? So, yes, at 76%. No, at 18%. And how can this be non-applicable at 5.4%? What's not? It's either a yes or no question. What's wrong with the other four? They don't want to take a stand? I don't know. I have to think about it. I have to give it some. I thought, is the guy white? Would it be a white guy with a gun? Because that would change my whole thought process. If it's a white guy with a badge and a gun, yeah, then maybe not so much either. I could really go to town with this one. I'm not going to because I want to stay on the air. 87.9% say that any vetted citizen should be able to purchase a firearm for sport or self-defense, while only 8.9% said no. Now, isn't it funny that with the Obama administration, the only people you see out there saying that we shouldn't have guns are the people he's hand-selected? He's going to run out of people eventually if he keeps it up. It's a very small number, right? Let me see. What more? Nearly 1 in 5, 18%, police departments actually help put guns in the hands of Americans by selling the firearms they confiscate. Love it. U.S. police departments also overwhelmingly support national recognition of state-issued concealed weapons. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Think about it. So U.S. police departments are also overwhelmed. Now, the support nationwide recognition of state-issued concealed weapon permits, yes, 86% of the police people involved say, yes, we're good for with concealed weapons. 10% said no. Again, 3% said not applicable. What? You don't know enough to make a decision? Let me help you. Actually, I'm not going to help you. You got to go to the website and find out. Right? Now, meanwhile, headlines reveal how President Obama has repeatedly used tragic mass murders to promote tighter gun control. Right? You talk about last week in Dallas, he criticized gun control comments during the Dallas memorial speech, or he was criticized for gun control comments. Which, he should just stay away from it. Ironically, gun sales actually surged after Obama called for more gun control. And this is, look, if I had known this about him, we would be millionaires today, because the first thing I would have done when he got elected president, I would have bought me as many gun stores as I could. I would have mortgaged ourselves to the hilt. I would have borrowed money from the mafia. I would have bought as many gun stores as I could. There's better profit in this than there are in drugs. And what a great economic engine he has for the gun sale and for the gun industry. And ironically, the gun sales, like I said, they surged after Obama called for more gun controls in San Bernardino. And let me see what else. Fall San Bernardino mass shooting prompting a CNN Wire story to dub him the greatest gun salesman in America. Wow, CNN did that. You know it's bad, right? Let me see. Oh, no. Anyway, I don't care about any of this other stuff. You won't either. Not a big deal. But anyhow... It's just amazing how the left doesn't do their homework. They like something, or they think something makes sense, and so they just go ahead and they push it. They push the narrative. They push the conversation. They have no clue as to what the real number. And I don't even know if they don't have a clue. They don't care. How's that? Now apparently let me give this. Also an MRC, which is, what is that, media, I can't remember, it's MRC TV. You want to check it out, you go to MRCTV.org. So apparently we had a CNN anchor who basically said that the Dallas gunman was courageous and brave. So now she wants to come back and she wants to apologize for her comments. All right. Now, I don't think she should, because she meant them. Why do you apologize for anything you mean? All right? I mean, seriously, I'm so tired of this. The bottom line was that she meant it. She meant what she said, or she wouldn't have said it. That is the mindset over at CNN. For you guys watching CNN, I don't know how you do it. And then she was threatened with her job, I'm sure. And she comes back and she says she misspoke. Misspoke? Here, let's listen to her and you tell me yay or nay.
And yesterday, during a segment on the Dallas Police Department attack, I used the words courageous and brave when discussing the gunman. I misspoke and in no way believe the gunman was courageous nor brave.
Don't they call that a Freudian slip? Isn't that, for you guys who took psychology in school, I mean, seriously, you know, in those moments when you're passionate about things, when you're fighting or you're drunk, I mean, those are usually the times that would, what you mean the most comes out. So here she is in the middle of the broadcast, and she comes out and says that the gunman is the gunman who showed up and shot the Dallas police had to be very courageous and brave to do what he did. Because he knew it was over for him. He knew he was going to die. I mean, seriously. How do you misspeak that? How does that thought get deep enough in your head for you to misspeak it? I'm clueless in more ways than one. You know, I look at that stuff and I just don't get it. And I don't get how the left sells it to their people either. Yeah, I love this one too. Somebody threw up gave me a link that we already talked about. How not to protest at the RNC. Get nude and pose for a camera. Apparently, Spencer Tunick, a New York-based photographer who's well-known for staging nude photo shots, organized an all-naked protest at the Republican National Convention. The event called the Everything She Says Means Everything. That is not even proper English. I know that, and I suck at it. The event was called Everything She Says Means Everything. Doesn't that kind of mean it means nothing?
No.
It does? Okay. It means everything. Sure. It was meant to combat the sexualization, objectification, and prohibition of the woman's nude figure. What? Yeah, but by them being out there and being naked, isn't that sexualizing them? I'm just so confused. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'll need a while to figure this out. You're listening on GCN Live.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate so much. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, seriously. And if for those of you who are Chris Christie lovers, I like him. I think he's a good guy. I don't have a problem with him. He's a little too New Jersey for me, coming from Boston like I do. So it gets a little, but I have a good time with it. Anyway, let's listen to what he had to say too. He's got a lot going on tonight as well. He's speaking right now at the RNC.
In Libya and Nigeria, guilty. In China and Syria. In Iran and Russia and Cuba. And here at home, for risking America's secrets to keep her own and lying to cover it all up. Her focus group tested persona with no genuineness to be found is a sham.
Wow.
Meant to obscure all the facts and leave you able to vote for her. We cannot promote someone to commander-in-chief who has made the world a more violent and dangerous place with every bad judgment she's made. We cannot make the chief law enforcement officer of the United States someone who has risked America's secrets and lied to the American people about it day after day after day. Here it is, everybody. We didn't disqualify Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. The facts of her life and career disqualify her. See, I can tell that everybody in this hall agrees with this, but I want to take our last moments here to talk to all of you at home, in your living rooms, sitting there tonight. You're the ones who will decide this election. We have an alternative. We have a man who is unafraid. We have a man who wants to lead us. We have a man who understands the frustrations and the aspirations of our fellow citizens. We have a man who judges people based on their performance, regardless of your gender, your race, your ethnic or religious background. I implore you, we do not need to settle for less in this election. We cannot reward incompetence and deceit. We need to demand more than what Hillary Clinton offers for America. Because, see, we know exactly what 4 years of Hillary Clinton will bring. All the failures of the Obama years, but with less charm and more lies.
I said that earlier. He's plagiarizing my stuff, isn't he?
Tonight, those of us in this hall, and the people at home, it is our obligation to stop Hillary Clinton now and never let her get within 10 miles of the White House again. It is time to come together and make sure that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. I am proud to be part of this team. Now let's go out and win this thing together. Let's go get him. Good night.
Now, don't you want Chris Christie or Trey Gowdy as your next attorney general? I mean, seriously. I can't imagine you wanting anybody else in there. Because, yes, she needs to be fried. Legally. Seriously. She needs to be fried. Anyway, I am Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We were talking about how to not protest at the RNC. Right? Get everybody to strip their clothes off and go naked. Like that's going to fix anything. Which I get the biggest kick out of. I know. Oh, Tiffany Trump, the one they've been trying to hide. Anyway. What? Well, they really haven't had her out in front of everybody. She's had her. She is the wicked child. We all have one. Yeah, we do. Look at the other kids. All right? And look at her. She's had a hard life. Poor girl. So Spencer Tunick, a New York-based photographer who is well known for staging nude photo shots, he's just a pervert. Organized an all-naked protest at the Republican National Convention. The event called "Everything She Says Means Everything" was meant to go over the heads of people like me, because I don't have a clue what that means. It was meant to combat sexualization, objectification, and prohibition of the woman's nude figure. Prohibits the negative. Now, yeah, I don't want you walking down the street naked. What you do in your house is up to you. What you do on a naked beach or an event that you pay for, you go to that has nudity, that's up to you as an adult. I don't care what you do there. But to push it on the rest of us isn't right. I'm all for women being confident with their bodies, but I think this rated R demonstration was far. You know, really, seriously, you're going to go to a group of conservatives. You're going to strip down naked to prove to them that being naked is okay. Like, they don't think that already, right? They're not looking at you and saying, gee, if that many naked women are standing out there, they must have something to say. Maybe I need to rethink this. That is not going on. They're going, look at all those whack jobs out there with no clothes on. And some of them were holding up mirrors and stuff, you know, so they could... So you could see yourself. I don't know what it meant. I have no idea. Other than I tell you what, it's a sunny day in the middle of summer. You're out there naked with mirrors in your hand. Hello? If you looked really hard around, or looked around hard, I'm sure every 17-year-old within driving distance was there to help out the protests, if you know what I mean. You know, they were there to support the women. Now, here's the other thing, the problem. It's illegal. Why do we always have to break the law when it comes to protesting? And then you say they're just exercising their free speech. No, they're not. They're breaking the law, and they know it. It's illegal to be in public in your birthday suit. Right? So, but if I were a convention attendee, the writer says, a protester or simply a Cleveland resident going about my business, and I walk by a group of approximately 100 exposed women holding up mirrors, I'd be rather perplexed and a little concerned. Maybe they're waiting for the mothership to show up, you know what I'm saying? Come on. If you're not paying attention to the news, and you see 100, he's exactly right, you see 100 naked women standing there with mirrors over their heads, you're going, I don't know what's going on here. It's a little different. Now, the random person would completely be ignorant of what was going on. So if they were protesting somebody, something, somehow, it didn't work out well. Now, maybe the writer says, maybe I'm unaware of how to go about organizing a constructive protest. But I think it's vital to have your message clearly and effectively delivered to your audience. Did not happen here. Now, the Huffington Post says, and usually you don't get anything decent out of them, in May, Tunick called out for the volunteers to participate in his vision to interrupt business as usual at the RNC with a flood of nude bodies. The only requirement, you had to be a woman. Well, that's kind of sexist, is it? With a Democrat, Republican, or any other political, I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans there, Tunick hoped the work would serve as an act of peaceful protest, combating the hateful rhetoric of Donald Trump and his followers. What hateful rhetoric has he had towards women? Sorry to break it to you, Tunick, but guess what? I don't think you and your whiny little army of unclothed ladies disrupted anything. Now, you can have a half a gold star for your effort, but that's about it. And even that's too much. Now, Tunick reportedly has claimed the topic of women's bodies is one of the most controversial subjects in the 2016 presidential election. What election is he following? I haven't heard anything about women's bodies. Yeah. Not as it pertains to the whole abortion thing. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, you know, who is saying this? Which one of the candidates has said this? Now, additionally, he expressed in an interview with Esquire magazine that he feels like the 100 women lighting up the sky of Cleveland will send, you know what? That was good with the mirrors, right? Could have taken down a plane with them, but that's beside the point. Blind somebody up there. There's a bunch of helicopters in the air, a bunch of other small planes in the air covering the event. That would have been good. If nobody got hurt, that would have been good. He says, I think it will enlighten not only the delegates, but set the vibe of the weekend. Really? Guess what? Didn't work. In reality, however, it's done. It did. It did absolutely nothing. Over 1,800 women allegedly signed up to participate in this unproductive foolishness. Each applicant expressed her reasoning for wanting to pose unclothed on a patch of grass in the middle of Cleveland. The Huffington Post reports that one woman wanted to remember her body during pregnancy. Why? She doesn't have a mirror? I was going to say that. Her wonderful husband wouldn't take a picture of her or whatever. Corey Duncan joins us next hour. You think this has been stressful? Wait till he shows up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.